talk, honey. How you like Rob's place?
I do. I like it a lot.
All right. Hey, Shirley.
Hiya. What do you have?
I think I have a grape soda.
Okay.
I think I have the special.
The special? She must be new in the neighborhood.
She is, Shirley.
Well, if you want to go old in this neighborhood, I suggest you have a hamburger.
Hey, hi, hi.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, guess what?
You finally kissed Lisa Clark.
Much better than that.
It's about time.
This has nothing to do with Lisa.
What's the big news?
Can I use it in the school newspaper?
It's a front page story.
Well, Dwayne, what is it?
Try and guess. Hey, hey, hey.
Connie,
that's nice. What's your name? I'm Dwayne, Dwayne Nelson.
Dwayne.
You have a nice deep voice.
Dwayne.
Oh, there it goes again.
Hey, Dwayne. Huh? Look, you got a story I want to know. What is it?
Hey, it's a big one, Marvin. Take one guess.
Hey, let me guess. Okay. Your dad's running for councilman.
Wow, Shirley, how'd you know my dad's running?
Lawrence Nelson for councilman. That's fantastic. Hey, everybody, Dwayne's dad is running for office. All right.
How come you didn't tell us your father was planning to run?
Well, I didn't want to make a big thing out of it until it was definite. Besides, that's the way we do things in politics. But you'll be in on everything from now on, I promise.
Oh, you're something. I mean, your dad's running and you're the one making the promises?
What a clever observation.
Dwayne, you want anything?
No, Shirley. I just came to see. Do you put up some of these posters in the window for me?
Sure, no problem.
Okay.
Here, Shirley, I'll help you.
Okay.
Thanks.
I hope he wins.
Well, it's only the primary, but everybody says he has a good chance. He's running on his reputation as a fine leader in the community. You know, the kind of person you can look up to.
Almost as if he were your own father.
He is my own... Oh, a joke. Love it.
Well, it's a good picture. He's very handsome.
It runs in the family. You didn't tell me your name.
It's Connie.
Connie. That's nice. Connie what?
Connie Williams.
Connie Williams.
Williams. No S.
What happened to the S?
We never had one.
Oh. Well, my father has a lot of pull. Maybe he can get you one.
That'd be nice.
You two okay?
I'm okay, but she doesn't have an S.
Hey, Dwayne, you think I'll get a chance to talk to your father? You know, maybe an exclusive.
Are you crazy, Marvin? Why would my dad give a school newspaper an exclusive?
Get publicity wherever you can, son.
Does that mean I get an interview?
No, not right now, Marvin. Dwayne and I are late for dinner. Let's go, son.
Mr. Nelson, does that mean you're trying to duck the issues?
Duck this, Marvin.
Okay, Mr. Nelson. All right, sure. I tell you what, Marvin. Next week, I have to make a speech at a banquet for the Chamber of Commerce. Now, Dwayne's gonna be there. How'd you like to cover it?
Can I get in free?
Well, we can arrange that.
Hey, then you got a deal.
All right.
All right. See you later.
Oh, Dad, I almost forgot. This is my friend, Diane.
Hello, Diane.
And Connie. I mean, she's a friend, too, but she's new. You are a friend, aren't you?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Hear that, Dad? She said, sure.
Hi, Mr. Nelson.
Hello, Connie.
Good luck on your campaign.
Thank you very much. You have good taste, huh? We better be going.
Yeah, okay, just a second, Dad. Diane. How about you and Connie coming to the banquet, too?
Oh, I don't know.
Good, then just Connie. It's okay if Diane can't come, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Who needs Diane?
I felt that way. See you.
Bye, Dwayne.
Hey, watch it, Romeo!
Oh, sorry, Shirley.
Nelson campaign headquarters. Sure, we can arrange it for a car on election day. Right. Thank you. Hi, Ted. Still here? No rest for the wicked.
Say, how was the banquet?
Terrific.
Say, where is everybody?
Well, Larry had to shake some hands. He's right behind me.
Big Ted, my main man. How's it going?
Hey, fine, fine. Say, did you convince them to vote for you?
He convinced me, Uncle Ted. Yeah.
You were easy, Gwen.
Yeah, well, I'm not easy, and he convinced me. That's because the man is good.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Nelson, one more shot.
Mr. Nelson. All right. All right.
Always glad to help the press, Marvin.
Hey, Lawrence.
Yeah, Ron.
May I see you for a moment, please?
Well, sure. Excuse me, everybody.
Yeah. I didn't meet the young lady, Dwayne.
Oh, I'm sorry, Connie. This is Mr. Howard, Uncle Ted. This is Connie Williams, no S.
Hi.
Pleased to meet you.
Uncle Ted's been in politics for years and years.
Oh, you seem to be one of the family.
Almost. I used to change his diapers.
Uncle Ted?
Well, I did.
Well, maybe you did, but we don't have to discuss it in front of a stranger.
Dwayne, we all wore diapers.
I don't want to hear anymore.
Mr. Howard, have you worked with a lot of other candidates?
Well, I've worked with the best, and I've worked with the worst.
Tell how you can tell the good ones from the bad ones.
Well, the bad ones usually win. Not this time, though.
So you think that Mr. Nelson has a good chance of winning?
Larry Nelson is the best candidate I ever worked for, and he's gonna win big.
All right.
Well, I think Mr. Nelson is very lucky to have you on his side.
Well, I hope he feels that way, because there's nothing I wouldn't do for him. You know, campaigns are hard work. But for Larry, I'm glad to be here 12, 14 hours a day.
You know, Dad said he's lucky to have men like Uncle Ted helping him. Loyal friends.
Ted, can I see you in my office a minute, please?
Sure, Larry.
Thank you.
Oh, Dad, Connie and I, we're going to go down to the soda shop, okay?
Fine. Look, I've got some things to clear up around here. Glad you could come around, Connie.
I enjoyed it.
Have fun, you guys.
All right. Later on.
I like your dad.
Yeah, I do, too.
It's too bad I can't vote till next year.
You're 17?
Too old?
Nah, I feel older these days anyway. You know, when my father was in the Parks Department, I don't believe I was in his office more than two or three times. But now that he's running for office, I'm with him almost every day, helping him and giving him advice.
You two are a good team.
Want to join?
What do you mean?
You know, I never pinned nobody before.
I can see that you're old, Ted, but that's not my problem. I just want you out of here.
Where am I going to get another job?
Look, there's no room in this campaign for that kind of sentiment. Now, this election is too important to me for anybody to be pulling me down. Now, get your things together and get out of here.
But, Larry,
I said get out of here!
Hey, Shirley.
What do you want?
Is this your idea of rare?
Let me see. No, that's well done. Let me see more. Now, this is rare right here. This is rare. Hi, Connie.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Dwayne.
Whoa. I'm sorry, Connie. I'm really sorry.
Dwayne, stop apologizing to me. You didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, I know, but my dad did. You heard the way he yelled at Uncle Ted?
No, I really didn't hear it, Dwayne.
Why didn't you hear him? You were standing right next to me.
You were blowing in my ear.
I hope I didn't give you a cold or anything.
What are you two gonna have?
Grape soda, Connie. Okay.
No, thanks, honey. Listen, I'd like to stay, but there's some shopping that I've got to do before the stores close. Dwayne, may I say something personal?
Sure, go on.
Why don't you have a little talk with your dad?
I don't know. He might get mad and fire me as his son. Yeah, lady, Connie.
Hey, something happened between you and your father?
Yeah, I can't believe it. I mean, I just can't believe it. Mm-hmm. It's not like him. Do you realize I've known my father my whole life?
No kidding. Where did you meet him?
This isn't funny, Shirley.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, if you and your father are having some kind of misunderstanding, you know, Connie makes sense. You should talk to him.
How am I going to talk to him?
The mouth, Dwayne, the mouth. See, you start out with that, and if that doesn't work, you give it a shot with the hands. Father, something is wrong.
You don't. You just don't understand, Shirley.
Oh.
Hey!
Oh, shut your mouth, fool. I'll give you nothing. Here, Dwayne, drink up, buddy.
Thanks, Shirley.
You want to tell me about it?
See, I saw my father do something terrible to somebody we all liked. He just yelled at him like he was nobody.
Well, maybe he had it coming. Hey, why don't you ask your dad?
I'm afraid he might get mad and yell at me, too.
Oh, come on, Dwayne. Give your dad a chance to tell his side of the story. Well?
You're right. Thanks, Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
Shirley, what about my grape soda?
Oh, it's gonna join your hamburger, honey.
Dwayne, back again?
Yeah, I just thought my dad might still be here.
He is. He's on the phone in the office. Go right on in.
Oh, no, I don't want to interrupt him.
He's your father. Go on in. Listen, tell him I had to go home.
Yeah.
See you.
Okay, Ron, later on.
Oh, Dwayne.
Oh, hi.
Thought you and Connie left here a long time ago.
We did. I just came back.
You got a problem?
Sort of. See, earlier when I was with Connie. Oh, this is tough.
Well, women are hard to understand, son. What happened? What'd she do?
She didn't do anything.
Well, it was your first date, wasn't it?
Dad, you don't understand.
Well, it can't be that much different these days, son.
Look, you probably got things to do.
Wait
right?
A minute, hold it. Where are you going? Now, you know I've always got time for you. You know, when I was about your age, I was crazy about this real gorgeous girl. I mean, she was a stomp-down fox. In fact, I think we took geometry. No, we took American. No, it was geometry.
Dad.
I know. Get to the good part. Well, you see, that's the point. There was no good part, son. We went to a drive-in movie.
Look, you don't have to tell me all of that. See, what I'm talking about is somebody doing something wrong just to get what you want.
You did.
Didn't what?
Son, why don't you start from the beginning?
Okay, well, you see, I had Connie up against that wall there.
In here?
Well, Dad, you were in there and we were out here. What's wrong with that?
Where is Connie now?
Dad, you don't understand. This has nothing to do with Connie.
Oh. Well, then what we have here is a problem in communication.
Yeah, I go along with that. See, there's no problem between Connie and I. One kiss and that was it. But, we were in here with Uncle Ted.
Oh, yeah. By the way, about Uncle Ted.
Yeah?
Well, he won't be around here much anymore.
Oh?
Nope. He got himself a better job offer. Well, you know, he left me in the middle of a campaign, but we've known him a long time. We couldn't hold him back, right?
Yeah, right, huh? You mean he quit, huh?
Yeah, he quit. Oh, Dwayne. Did you want to ask me something?
Nah, you answered it.
Come on in, Dwayne.
Hi, Miss Thomas.
Hi, baby.
Rod's in his room?
Oh, no, honey, he isn't. He left here early to pass out leaflets for your father's campaign.
It's too bad.
Too bad?
I mean, it's too bad that Rod isn't home.
Well, is there something I can do?
No, I can handle it.
Dwayne, is something wrong?
I don't want to bother you.
Hey, you're not bothering me.
Yes, I am. I'm coming here bothering you with my problems. And you're probably bothered by your own.
I don't have any problems, and you're not bothering me.
Yes, I am. I'm just a dumb kid, and I'm bothering everybody.
You're not a dumb kid. Now tell me about it.
I don't want to bother you.
Dwayne, you're beginning to bother me.
I'm sorry.
No. Did you discuss this problem with your mother yet?
Oh, no, Miss Thomas, I can't. Huh? I mean, it's about my father, and he's her husband. And you can't complain to a wife who's your mother about your father who's her husband. Or to a husband who's a father about a wife who's a mother, right?
What?
I was afraid you was gonna say that.
Look, are you gonna tell me it's wrong or not?
Okay. See, Miss Thomas, I heard my father fire my Uncle Ted.
You guys are doing a good job. Thank you. Ron, be sure everybody has a copy of the new schedule, will you?
Right.
Is Dwayne in yet?
Haven't seen him.
Well, I'll tell you what. He left the house a little early this morning. When he gets in, let me know.
Sure.
I'll be in my office working on my speech.
You know, it's great working here. I'm really into politics.
Good.
Well, the envelopes are stamped, sealed, and ready to go.
Good.
Well, what can I do next?
Stuff them. You forgot to put the mailings inside.
Hello.
Can I help you?
Yes, is Larry Nelson in?
Yes, he's in his office, but he's very busy.
I'd like to see him about something very important. It'll only take a few minutes.
I told you, lady, he's a busy man. He's got a campaign to run. Yes. He can't be interrupted, so you can't go in there.
Are you gonna stop me?
No, ma'am. Right this way.
Thank you.
Hey, Shirley, what about my change?
Change? She gave me $3. The bill was $2.95, and you want change? Here, take the thing back. Yeah.
What are you gonna have, Dwayne?
I don't care.
I know you don't care. You're eating here.
Give me a grape soda.
Okay.
Hello, Shirley.
Oh, hi, Mr. Nelson. Can I get you anything?
Yeah, I'll have a grape soda, too, please.
Like father, like son, huh?
Make mine root beer. How come you're here?
Well, son, I thought we should discuss some of the things that are bothering you.
Ain't nothing bothering me.
Not according to Mrs. Thomas.
Oh, you talked to her?
Yes, I did. Now, would you like to tell me about it in your own words?
You see, I was standing behind the door when you fired Uncle Ted. I mean, I saw the whole thing and it was terrible. And then you lied to me and told me he quit.
You're right, son.
I mean, I'm right.
Everything you just said. It was terrible that I had to fire him, and I did lie to you.
Huh? But why, Dad? Why lie to me?
Because I didn't want you to think badly about Ted. I know how much you like him.
Well, you liked him. Did you have to fire him like that?
Yes, I did. He stole. He stole campaign funds.
Oh, no, he didn't. He wouldn't.
He did. Ron caught him, and Ted admitted it.
Well, you couldn't have forgiven him?
No, I couldn't, son. You see, I could have forgiven him for me, but the money he stole wasn't mine. It was donated by all the people in this district believing in me and who believed that the money would be handled honestly. What would you have done?
I'd drop that sucker.
Thank you, Shirley.
Look, Dad, I'm sorry. I guess I should have come and asked you about it from the start.
Well, I tell you what, son. Next time you will. You keep the old man honest, right? Tell you what, I got a great idea. Why don't we go pick up your mother? We'll go down to headquarters and wait for the results.
All right, I'm with you all the way.
All right.
Who knows? After this one, who knows what could be next? I mean, you could become the President of the United States. Mom would be the First Lady, and I could be Amy.
Uh-uh.
What is taking so long?
The special machine that counts the votes broke down.
I noticed that only happens on election day.
Hey, Dwayne, if your father wins, do you think you'll change?
No, I'd just be the son of a councilman. It's no big deal.
Oh, Dwayne, what do you mean, no big deal? You'll be famous. I mean, everywhere you go, you'd have a policeman following you.
If that's true, this neighborhood is loaded with famous people.
Hey, everybody, quiet. Large, Mrs. Nelson, come out, please. They're giving the results.
And that's with 88% of the precinct reporting. Here are some final results from the 16th district. Bail bondsman Bernard Pollini was trounced by school board member Lawrence Nelson.
All right, everybody. Three cheers for Councilman Nelson, my dad. Hip, hip. Hooray! Hip, hip. Hooray! Everybody on to the victory party.
Okay. I'll see you later.
All right, Ron. Thank you, Rick. Okay.
What?
I thought they'd never leave. Shirley, what's wrong? Like you just lost your best friend.
It's worse than that, Dwayne. This is a big problem, you know. It's so big. Oh, I don't even want to talk about it.
Well, if you can't talk to your friends, who can you talk to?
Well, I don't know. See, this is just not a problem. This is a problem of biggie. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, I know what you're talking about. Well, sit down and tell me about it.
I'm sitting down.
Oh, right. Anyway. Now, look, Shirley, whatever it is that's bothering you, you know, the best thing for you to do is just tell somebody.
Well, all right, you see...
I mean, just summon up all your courage, no matter how painful it is, and give a voice to whatever's bothering you.
Okay.
I mean, just let your troubles flow. Open up your heart, Shirley. Just...
Wayne, if you don't shut up, I'm going to open up your head. Now, just let me tell you what's bothering you.
Okay.
Well, see, here's the situation. See, now suppose that you like somebody. No. Let's say you love someone, see. Right. But then all of a sudden, this other person decides they love someone else. Do you get my drift, you know? No?
I think I understand.
Okay.
Well, Shirley, whatever happens, it's not the end of the world. Believe me, it's not really that bad.
Well, even if this person just ups and leaves, even without a goodbye kiss.
Shirley, we're young. We can bounce back. I mean, believe me, it's not that bad.
Well, now, even if they just up and walk out of your life, you know, and leave you this cold, man, this cold, heartless, no.
Oh, Shirley, there'll be other people. Believe me, it's not that bad.
Whew. Boy, I'm glad you feel that way, Dwayne. See, just before you came in, Connie came by with this fine young man. Mm. And she left you this cold, man, heartless, no. Look here.
It is that bad. Oh, no, how could she do this to me? There'll never be anybody else. It's the end of the world. I didn't even get a goodbye kiss.
Oh, no. Hey, wait, look at that part right there, see?
I see.